This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 495, four fabulous Facebook questions for IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll share four insider Facebook questions from our course and help you with specific IELTS answers for fewer mistakes on your next exam.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Pretty good. As we are recording, it is Friday. And so James and I are having our Friday tradition of Friday sleepover nights.
Nice.
So I'm excited for that. When was the last time you had a sleepover or a slumber party?
Oh, man. I used to love slumber parties. Back in the 90s, we used to watch. I remember when I was around 12, 13, 14, we used to have slumber parties a lot. And we used to watch My Girl and Father of the Bride. Those were the big ones.
Oh, I love those movies. Oh, My Girl.
Yeah, My Girl. Definitely a classic movie.
So good. We used to watch in middle school. I remember watching middle school. We would watch Dirty Dancing a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's a good slumber party movie.
Good slumber party movie. But
Top Gun. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Top Gun. Good call. So these phrases, guys, I'd be interested to know if this is a cultural thing or not. I mean, I really don't know. But for American kids growing up, slumber parties are more what girls say. My son won't say that. Sleepover is okay for boys. But it's where you have a little party and spend the night at someone's house. So a big part of that is movies, always, right? That's the first thing you thought of. So
totally.
James and I have picked out Spaceballs. We're going to watch Spaceballs tonight.
That's awesome.
So funny. I can't wait. Okay.
Good time.
So guys, today we are going to bring you three of the best and most specific questions from our closed Facebook group. Only the students in our course can access this, but we are going to give you guys a little sneak peek into our closed Facebook group today and share with you some of the really specific high-level questions that we answer in there.
Yeah, and this really is one of the coolest things about our course. I mean, if you guys are not in the course, we'll try to answer your questions on the podcast, but it takes a couple of weeks. But the cool thing about this group is as soon as you join the course, you get to get in this group, we approve you, and then you can ask any question you want and you get responses quickly. Okay,
yeah.
So very cool, very cool.
So the first one, I think you might know this, guys. I'm not sure if you have already done some listening test practice, you may have the answer for this. But the question is, do we have only one time or one chance to listen to the section in our IELTS exam, or is it twice that we can listen to the audio? Lindsay, do you know that answer?
I don't know the answer to that. What is it, Jessica? Drum roll.
You only have one chance, guys. Every section is played only once, except for listening section one. You do get to hear an example two times. So the beginning of listening section one, maybe I would say the first 5 to 10 seconds, only that is played twice. Okay, that's it. And the rest of it, you're on your own. You have to listen and write as you listen. So, guys, that's why it's important to you to know the IELTS test specifically, to know the IELTS strategies, because IELTS differs from TOEFL here. On TOEFL, there are times when you should listen and take notes. That happens on that test, but on IELTS, never. Because the answers are just coming at you, and you don't have a second chance. So you need to be using these strategies, focusing on the keywords, following along, so you're ready for the answers as they come.
Yeah, it's all about the strategies. And it's also all about knowing the answers to these questions so that when we practice, right, when we do our practice tests and when we do our practice exercises, we know like what is the format? When can we listen mm-hmm. twice and listen once? We have to know all this. We don't want to learn this on test day.
I know. Right? Oh, that would be terrible if you're like expecting a totally different exam, really. And yeah. also on that note, guys, like call your test center and ask questions if you're not sure. I know as far as the listening exam goes, there are some centers in the Middle East that do have headphones. So know that before you go, because most centers do not. So you need to practice. We've said this before, guys, but make it IELTS valid. Practice with speakers before your exam. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another good one. Okay. Is the following phrase grammatically correct? Quote, for those who support that blah, 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 there are numerous reasons being the pivotal one that blah, blah, blah. Does that strike you as grammatically correct?
It sounds a little strange to me. I can't even see where it is on the page, but it seems a little strange.
It is a little strange. It's not, the grammar there is not perfect. The structure there is not exactly right. So I answered the student, of course, and I said, a better way to phrase it that's like grammatically correct is, for those who support noun phrase, there are numerous reasons, the most pivotal among them being noun phrase. Okay, guys, come back to the blog. Come back to this episode. What episode number is this? Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's a good question. Actually, I could tell you in 1 second. This is going to be episode 495.
All right, come back to the blog, episode 495. I'm going to type these questions and their answers in there, guys, because this is a really good sentence you can use in your essays. And then the same student responded, can you give me an example of a noun phrase? Good question. So noun phrases, guys, are just like a noun, like vegetarianism, for example, but also verb ing phrases are noun phrases, like being a vegetarian. So both of those fit, right? For those who support vegetarianism, or for those who support being a vegetarian. So both of those are noun phrases. This is such a useful sentence for you guys. Lindsay, where would they use this on their IELTS exam, do you think? Hello, fabulous IELTS Energy listeners. Do you have questions when you're studying IELTS and have nowhere to go and no one to ask? Do you want to ask me and Lindsay questions at any time in our closed Facebook group? Well, you have to get into the course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we will see you in there.
Ooh, well, I would say probably on the writing exam you could use it, right? And also on the speaking test.
Yeah, writing task two, guys. This is one of those sort of structures you can memorize and use in writing task two for sure. And speaking part three, that would also sound really impressive.
Oh, yeah. So as we get into those later versions of the test, later in the speaking test, we want to sound a little more professional, right? A little bit more advanced academic. So that would be a way to tap into that.
Exactly. And question number three, our student said, on the listening exam, which words do I have to start with capital letters other than names of persons or countries? So, of course, all proper nouns you have to capitalize. But also, guys, you need to pay attention to the grammar. If the answer is the first word of a sentence, of a complete sentence, then it should be capitalized. Sure. Also, if it's like note completion, table completion, look at how the other categories are written, right? And follow that grammar. So if it's table completion, look at the whole column. Notice that if they're all noun phrases, for example, or they're all capital letters, for example, you want to have parallel grammar in your answer, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sometimes you can just kind of mimic what you already see and just follow that pattern. That's the easiest way to go.
Yeah, so it's important to know that the listening exam is not just a test of your listening. It's also expecting you to understand basic grammar rules. Also, spelling is a big part of that. If you guys have trouble knowing what proper nouns are or what to capitalize, there is always the option of writing all of your answers in capital letters. Mm. You can do that. That's fine.
Interesting. Yeah, I think someone asked that a long time ago and we did answer that question. So you guys could come back to the blog to get more details on that option. You could probably type in just capitalizing in your essay and you might be able to find something there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll link to the pertinent episodes in the blog post as well.
Awesome.
And one last question. I like this. On the listening test, lots of listening questions. Yeah. Is it possible to write 73rd, like 73RD? Is it possible to write 73rd as 73 and then the little degrees circle? You know what I'm talking about? That little circle next to the number. So this student is asking, does this mean the same thing? I thought this was interesting. I never thought about that. I was like, no, that's just for temperature. And he responded that in Portuguese, that little circle can denote the third or the second or the first. So I didn't know that.
Whoa.
But yeah, so that would be wrong if you did that on IELTS.
Interesting. There's some little nuances that we have to know and, you know, they could affect our score. We want to stick to just really understanding the strategies and just the fundamentals. But with these little things, we don't want to let them go. We want to pay attention.
Yeah, these are important little tidbits of information, guys. Definitely add this stuff to your notebook. You may have known one or two of the answers today, but you definitely didn't know all of the information today, right? So again, like, use every episode to the best of your ability. All this new information today that can help you get the right answers on your next exam. Definitely take notes on that stuff.
All right. Very cool. And again, if you guys want to be able to ask these kinds of questions in the Facebook group and get answers quickly, you should join our course, right? Jessica, where can they go to join the course?
Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can sign up for the basic course, as always, but you also have the option of signing up for classes with me, along with all of the lectures and practice you get in the basic version.
Exactly. And to get that plan, you want to go into the personal coach option, right? So it's, you can see the two options, guys, in the chart and you just choose personal coach. Then you'll be able to learn the strategies on your own and then meet with Jessica to get, you know, customization of your answers, get really on point feedback that will definitely increase your score. So cool.
And it's not only useful, it's just fun.
Yeah.
I love teaching you guys on Skype. That's so cool. I'm so lucky.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. It's so important that, you know, we're working with a teacher who actually loves what they're doing. I mean, that is key. That's, you know, because it doesn't have to be all drudgery when it comes to the IELTS exam. It's not.
It's not. Guys, studying IELTS should be fun. It should be motivating and interesting. Okay. Cool. You're learning. I think one of the things I love about our course is that, yes, you're learning all the skills and strategies you need to pass the IELTS exam, but you're learning about the outside world with all these resources and ideas and like ways to communicate. These are skills, guys, that you will use in your life after IELTS as well. So it's, it's huge.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, this has been a good episode today. Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you
for your wisdom as always. And guys, thanks for listening today.
Awesome. See you next time, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.